Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Time now to dip into our collection of evocative terms about the land around us. They come from the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, compiled by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guartney. Today, poet Patty Ann Rogers tells us about something rapidly changing the landscape of the South. Here's her description of the wild and spreading plant kudzu.
Kudzu. In large portions of the southeastern United States, the kudzu vine, rapacious and fast-growing, has overtaken the countryside, covering Dixie like the dew. Growing 60 feet or more in a season, this woody, hairy vine, originally a native of Japan and China, can completely engulf large trees, telephone poles, abandoned cars, small sheds, little-used country roads. Kudzu is believed to cover more than 7 million acres of rural areas in the South and has been found as far north as New York, as far west as Texas, and commonly in the Midwest, including Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Luckily, winter frost kills the vine, although its roots survive. People residing in kudzu country have adopted the vine good-naturedly as an emblem of their home place and enjoy telling tall tales about it. For example, there's the one about an escaped prisoner who fled into a kudzu patch and is still unaccounted for. The Kudzu Kings, a musical outfit, advertise themselves as the purveyors of Southern roots, rock, drunken, country, jungle, boogie, Americana from Oxford, Mississippi.
Poet Patty Ann Rogers lives in Castle Rock, Colorado. Her definition of kudzu appears in the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guartney. In just a minute, the walrus sings Cuckoo-Cajoo. Stay with us at Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.